وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the battlefield of Karbala or Ashura or Muharram, call it what you like, and we are trying to learn the human right values found in this battlefield. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he done number of things that we have to look at and try to learn from. Karbala itself, or the battlefield of Karbala, it has many dimensions. It's not one dimension. It's not just a battlefield about truth and falsehood. Rather, it's a very comprehensive battle that includes everything that humankind need and require in order for them to live a happy, prosperous, free life. Now, one of the things that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did in the Battle of Karbala, he tried to keep the link between the servant or the created and the creator. There's a divine aspect to the Battle of Karbala. Because as long as me and you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can preserve the rights of other people. My rights and your rights will be taken when we do not observe that connection, this relationship between us and the Creator. Once we feel we are free to do whatever we want, then we will transgress. Then we will take the rights of other people. But when we know that we have a Creator and we are keeping this connection with Him, then obviously we will do as He commands. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, during the battlefield, halfway, he called it halftime, right? He called it a break. And he performed his prayer, his salah. Now, that tells me that no matter where you are, you could be in the house, you could be traveling, you could be in the safety of your house, or you could be in the battlefield itself. One has to learn to constantly keep this relationship between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because like I said, the minute we drop this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute that we make the connection with Allah secondary in our life, then I will transgress. Then I would begin with the family, of course. So the husband or the wife, they will take the rights of each other. Or the father or the mother, they will take the rights of the children. And then we move on to the outside world. But as long as this relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintained, then we were good. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he manifested this relationship, this divine relationship, through the form of salah. And salah is itself is a communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn from Karbala that at no time, and there should not be any circumstances that should stop me from communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping this relationship. Even Islam takes us even to a further. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he called in a break, and he performed his salah, him and his companions, even though it did not go very well for them because most of them got killed by the time Imam Hussein alayhi salam finished his salah. But Islam says even if you were drowning, we have a prayer for those who are drowned. Even when you are in a war, there are prayer for wars. So if it is that extreme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to maintain this relationship, then we should maintain it. We should not break it, because Allah says at no time, at no circumstances should you stop this connection, because if you do, then you'll become a transgressor yourself. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human aspects of the battlefield of Karbala. One of the lessons that we learn in terms of human rights in Karbala from Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that when we are faced with difficulties and calamities on the path of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serving Islam, we must not worry, nor should we complain. Rather, we must remember that patience is what's required, right? Now, like we said, life itself is designed and created based on trials. So no one comes to this world trying to seek happiness and comfort. It was not designed for it. It was designed for troubles and calamities and problems and difficulties. And me and you, we have to make our way through it. Now, when it comes to serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serving Islam, which is obviously for the sake of mankind, and we're trying to better ourselves and help one another, we will face difficulties. So human rights itself is not just a concept. Rather, it is a practical. It's a practical actions that we perform on the outside, that we do with one another. And sometimes when I try to uphold justice, when I try to uphold freedom, when I try to uphold all these values that Islam brought forward, I will be faced, and you will be faced, with many difficulties, many calamities. But the test is, how long can I and you withstand these difficulties? Will we give up? Will we complain? Will we start to say, why me? Or would I just, you know, like put my heart on the outside and fight it? Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the Battle of Karbala, I mean, if you look at history, there is no battle that any man has suffered as much as Imam al-Hussein suffered. Now, he had to witness his entire family being massacred in front of him. He had to witness his infant child being massacred in front of him. He had to witness his family and, you know, his camp, which is just women, being raided by these vicious monsters right in front of his eyes. And all of that, and he held his composure, he held his patience, and he said, if this makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, then, oh Allah, take as much as you like, or as much as you want, or as much as pleases you. He never gave up. He never complained. He never said, why me? He never, you know, showed a sign of weakness. Actually, even his enemies, they said at his last moments, we have never seen anyone as patient as him. The fact is, the more he's faced with calamities, the stronger he becomes. So me and you, we have to learn from that when we are trying to serve our humankind and our brothers and sisters in faith. And when we are faced with calamities, we have to keep that lesson of Imam Hussein in front of our eyes and persevere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله